what struck me about this reading is that it's all about theft or our ownership over what is the Lord's and possessing it as our own, believing it to be our own. So there is this need through this process of coming to see that that is actually what's dominating our life, that no one can escape the believing that the feeling that they have life in themselves arises from within themselves. You can with the lips deny that, that's for sure. But everything about the way we live, particularly in, you know, when we are offended, when we are defensive, all of these kind of negative responses out of the external person reveal this belief that we have life in ourselves. And so we take hold of what is the Lord's and call it our own. Thus we eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and we believe ourselves to be gods. That's essentially what the problem is. And what's happening through this series is that the problem is being exposed. And it's not just being exposed so we have this intellectual acknowledgement of it, but that intellectual acknowledgement has to become so deeply set that we actually live out of it. And that's a whole different thing. This is the difference between moving from truth to good and living out of good, going from good to truth. And the key is that there is a heartfelt acknowledgement that the Lord is the only life. That's what makes the difference. And of course, the difficulty we have is that intellectually we acknowledge that. That causes a blindness to the fact that how we live and what we acknowledge to be true can be totally opposed to each other. And so through engaging with the word, what starts to happen is that we start to enter into new truths. We begin to see things illustrated out of a lived experience. And when we take hold of the word with a view to examining the life of our minds, then we are actually entering into what is good as being the principal thing. So self-examination and repentance, the shunning of evils as sins, is the good that brings about a new understanding that's represented by Benjamin. Now, the whole thing centers around this cup or a bowl that is placed in the sack. But it's not just about that theft. Israel and the brothers have a sense of ownership over Benjamin. And even that has to be broken. And the process whereby that is broken is what we see here. And what Benjamin is what is able to connect what is most interior, represented by Joseph, with what is most exterior, represented by the brothers. And until Benjamin is in place, there can't be a flow of communication that is ordered all the way through to the most external truths and goods which are of the church, which are represented by the brothers. So Benjamin represents a more interior form of truth that has developed from good, that has developed out of practice. That's the good that's being spoken about here. Right through this whole series, what you have is this interaction between the brothers and Joseph, and it's just questions and perception. And when the word is taken hold of and used for the purpose for which it is given, which is self-examination and repentance, then what happens is that these questions arise. And what are the questions? The questions, well, what's called into question is what I believed to be true. And I begin to see that actually how I believed these things is not the truth. The truth is what is solely of the Lord. And when truth is seen to be solely from the Lord, it becomes good. It gets transformed into good. And that good is then able to produce more insight into the nature of the Lord and the nature of the proprium. So as this process is a movement down, it's a descending series, and it's moving more and more into what is of the a sensory and then the corporeal level. So in terms of our experience, the work of seeing what is arising can become more distressing because we have this belief that when things were really peaceful, I must be in a good state in relation to the Lord. And now they're not so peaceful, so I must be in a bad relationship or a disordered relationship with the Lord. Whereas in actual fact, the proprium is always in a disordered relationship in relation to the Lord, that is the external self, until a new order is established where love rules throughout the natural. And that's really what's going on here. The natural mind is being ordered from what is more interior to what is most exterior.